Earth, sky.
What's happening is that it's really a new age in which Africa has a huge advantages as a latecomer. It has access to a large body of scientific and technical knowledge that was not available to its predecessors, which it can harness and put to use.
You are listening to Calestous Juma, a professor at the Kennedy School of Government of Harvard University, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Juma is the author of a new report called The New Harvest, Agricultural Innovation in Africa. It lays out a framework for how Africa can feed its people in this century. Juma spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Now, you assert in your latest book, The New Harvest, Agricultural Innovation in Africa, where over 200 million people suffer chronic hunger, Africa can transform its farming within a generation to fully feed its people. What's happening here?
What's happening is that it's really a new age in which Africa has a huge advantages as a latecomer. It has access to a large body of scientific and technical knowledge that was not available to its predecessors, which it can harness and put to use. Secondly, it's relying very, very heavily today on building a new network of economies, basically creating regional economies where various African countries are starting to trade together as economic blocks. And one of the areas they're starting to focus on is agriculture. And thirdly, we have a new generation of African leaders that are very focused on economic transformation, and they would like to start with agriculture.
I guess maybe just to start with the first point there, this access to science and technology. Tell us more about that. What's new? What's happening?
First, take mobile communication. This is something that was not really accessible to Africans, and it's playing a very important role now in extension services where farmers are starting to share information about markets, about rainfall, about prices, which enables them to manage and make decisions on when to grow crops, which crops to grow, and which markets to take them. So it's offering them some degree of flexibility that was never available to them before, because in the past, they needed an agricultural extension officer to drive to their communities to tell them what was happening. They don't need that anymore. So information and communication technologies has dramatically changed the way we do agriculture. They are also connecting with new technologies like satellite imagery, where they are linking up with high-tech institutions that provide up-to-date weather forecasts. And this is basically helping them to stay abreast with the latest developments, both in the ecological field but also on the market front. And then we have other new technologies like genetically modified foods, which is a little controversial, but we are starting to see African countries start to adopt it, especially in the area of cotton production. Three African countries, South Africa, Burkina Faso, and Egypt are already growing GM crops. And we expect that probably five more countries will be growing them in the next few years. And they're doing it because they make economic sense for farmers. These are technologies that were not available to Africans, say, a decade ago.
And so tell us more about this network in Africa.
As you know, Africa is a very big continent. It's three times the size of the United States. So you can't do anything across the entire continent. The individual countries have basically been proven to be too small economically to be viable. And so what's been happening in the last decade or so is the creation of economic blocks, groupings of countries in Southern Africa, Central Africa, Western Africa, Eastern Africa, Northern Africa, that are really integrating the economies through investment in infrastructure mostly. Telecoms being one of them, they're investing very heavily in road construction, air transportation, and as a consequence, they are starting to expand significantly trade among themselves. So a large part of African trade is now happening within the continent itself, and a part of that is agricultural trade.
Give us some examples where science and technology is making a difference.
Malawi is a very interesting case because this is a country which for decades used to be used as a laboratory to study malnutrition. And about 7 years ago, a new president comes to office, President Mutharika, and basically decides that as a president, he was going to take responsibility to leverage existing technologies and bring them to the to farmers. And what he did was very simple. He was basically provided seed and fertilizer to farmers. But he went further than that. He gave modest subsidies to enable farmers to get started. And he managed to turn around production in Malawi, literally in a year. And the following year, Malawi was a net exporter of food. In fact, it's projected that this coming year, Malawi will, in fact, continue to remain a net exporter of food. And this is remarkable because this is a country that was very well known for hunger, malnutrition, starvation, and all that. And that model that he's used is being emulated by other African countries.
Could you tell us, like, what's most important for people listening today to understand about some of these changes that are being enabled by science and technology in Africa to improve farming?
I think the most important message is that classical economic theories informed most Africans that new technologies would increasingly be more expensive and more complex to use and only accessible to the rich. That was a very dominant view held in the 60s and part of the 70s. And so Africans were then encouraged to adopt what was called appropriate technology. But evidence is exactly the opposite, that high tech is cheaper and easier to use, and the prices have continued to fall. And these technologies are now becoming accessible to Africans. And secondly, because Africans have been latecomers in adoption of these technologies, they are leapfrogging to the frontiers and using the latest technologies. We're having now various parts of Africa where they have gone straight into mobile phone without having gone through the use of landlines. And that was going to expand quite significantly the potential for modernizing agriculture, because they'll have access to information on how to grow crops literally from anywhere in the world. And no other continent has had access to this kind of opportunity in the past.
What would you say is the biggest challenge that African farmers face today?
I think today the biggest challenge is access to technical education, in that most of the universities in Africa are located in urban areas. Very few of them have strong agricultural programs. And for African farmers to really take advantage of these technologies, they will need access to improved technical education. This is going to be the biggest handicap. The other part that is related to this is that most of the African farmers are women. This is a large section of the population that has historically been excluded from access to technical training. The tendency has been to offer them only primary education. And so the two areas, which is access to technical education for the rural people and the empowerment of women, these are probably going to become the most significant barriers to making progress.
Well, Dr. Juma, thank you for speaking with us today. I just have one final question. What's the most important thing you want people today to know about farming in Africa?
I think the most important thing I want people to know about farming in Africa is that agriculture is more complex than manufacturing, and it needs to be science intensive. And therefore, we need to focus more on improving the technical competence of African farmers.
You've been listening to Calestous Juma, professor of the Practice of International Development and director of the Science, Technology, and Globalization Project at Harvard University. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.